Well, we're here in our OB van, right out the front gate here of the Magic Million Sales Complex. It all begins tomorrow here. But joining us right beside me is Toby Edmonds, one of our local trainers who has, well, five or six genuine chances on Saturday. Welcome, Toby.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. A bit of a thrill, obviously, is Magic Millions Day, but to have genuine chances in all these races, it's thrilling for you.
Yeah, it is. It's a great effort for the stable and all our clients who've supported us along the way, and to have, we're represented by seven runners, I think, on the day. So it's good for everyone involved.
You've got Champagne Jet. You were probably sweating whether you were going to make it or not, but the two-year-old is there, and Batamia, who, well, what were your thoughts out of Saturday?
Look, she ran well. She hadn't run for about a month, and we'd been quite easy on her, knowing that we're running her on Saturday and knowing she'd improve after the run, and she had a good blow. You know, Jeff Lloyd, mm-hmm. sort of his comments were that, look, if she didn't have such a blow, he'd have been disappointed. But knowing how much improvement's in her, he was quite comfortable with where we're at with her, and whether she can win or not, you know, she'll be very competitive. And you know, you've got to be in it to win it, as you say. Yeah. So and both fillies are in the same boat. There's not much between both of them, and that's where we're at.
You always sort of planned with Potomac you wanted to run Saturday, that 7 day. Do you think it works?
Oh, well, it's the last 3 years it has anyway. So yeah. I'd suggest it does, as long as they're sound and they can get through the run, and they, yeah. you know, they go home and eat up, which I knew she would. I wouldn't run Champagne Jet a week out.
Yeah.
They're two different fillies, similar ability, but two different fillies. Obviously, Batame is a strong, robust filly that
copes with that.
Copes with it all. So. Yeah.
And what about the other one then? You went to the Ipswich there with Champagne Jet?
Yeah, look, we've added a bit of gear to her. We found that she's probably just getting her tongue over the bridle. She never finished off like I thought. She had a soft run in the race, but we found the tongue over the bridle when she came back. So she could have just choked down a bit.
Right.
So we've put a tongue tie on and blinkers on her to try and get the best out of her.
Yeah, okay. And has she worked in the blinkers?
Worked the last couple of weeks now, ever since that run in blinkers, and she's taken to them well.
Okay.
Tongue tie as well. So no excuses Saturday.
Barriers are crucial coming up with the draw, I guess. You know this track better than anybody.
Yeah, well, barriers are. So, you know,
you can't do much about it, though.
No, that's right. You can't do anything about it. And the guys will go down there and draw their barrier today, and hopefully they can draw a soft barrier and they get the right runs. And as I said, if they're, you know, you got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're both fitting well.
Hootson, I mean, couldn't have done much more than the other day back in Brisbane.
Yeah, no, she was great the other day, and she's trained on nicely, like a month between runs, which seems to work for her. She's a better fresh filly than a filly that, you know, butts up week in, week out, or you know, we tried backing her up in Sydney after she won the PJ Bell, didn't quite work, so we thought we'd just stick to planning a race for her and getting her ready for that particular race.
Because she was going super in Melbourne with any luck back in the spring, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's right. So you know, Manukato run was, you know, she's quite unlucky. Whether she would have won or not, we're not sure, but and the run behind
yeah, the one at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, where she ran second was just a super first up run. So that's how good she's fresh.
Yeah, she is. And Cadogan's the other one that really has hit some peak form. Those runs at Doomit and Eagle Farm, you can't get this horse going much better either.
No, and he's in really good order. You know, we're really excited by him. It's great for his owner Bob Guth to, you know, he sent him up to us with a view to getting him into this race. And you know, on ratings we're always going to struggle, but we've been fortunate enough to be able to get his rating to a level where we've gained a start now, or we'll get a start.
Yep.
And, you know, it doesn't sort of matter where he draws. We ride him nice and quiet, and he's got a great turn of foot. So, and back at the Gold Coast, he races well here, and quite confident he can run well.
They're all horses. They're all different, aren't they? Cadogan loves getting back. Hootson can be sitting up on their pace. They're all different, aren't they?
And that's the beauty of this track. It's not one-dimensional, you know. Even though it's not the biggest, roomiest track in the world, you can come from last. You can sit up on the speed as long as you find the right lane, obviously. It's such a track that suits a lot of horses.
Yeah, it does. You're about to go inside and have a look at yearlings, mate. It keeps coming at you, doesn't it?
Yeah, 12 months ago we were here, and it's gone so quick, you know. And here we are again. So, you know, they've put a great draft together, and some really nice horses in here.
Good on you, Tobe. Good luck with the draws coming up and the week ahead, mate.
Thanks very much.